The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a certain Sabbath, Jesus went into the synagogue and taught, and there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched him closely to see if he would cure on the Sabbath, so that they might discover a reason to accuse him. But he realized their intentions and said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up and stand before us." And he rose and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" Looking around at them all, he then said to him, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was restored. But they became enraged and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. I want to skip some of the surface level stuff of what's going on in this gospel passage and try to get more to the heart of the matter. Can we imagine what was in the hearts of these folks, the scribes and the Pharisees, who were trying to see this wrongdoing, try to condemn Jesus in whatever he's doing? Why is it that they would stand opposed to the cure of this man who had a withered hand? Maybe one of the reasons is that Jesus wasn't doing it their way. I realize you're not making the connections with me, right? Because I don't see it in your faces. Does Jesus do it our way? Let's think back on times, maybe recently, maybe this past year, of times where we've struggled with faith in God. We felt like a little unsure in our relationship with God. Why was that? More than likely it's because, and you can do the work yourself, I encourage you to, more than likely it's because God wasn't doing it our way. So here we have Jesus in their midst, right, doing this amazing, miraculous cure, and we're going to condemn him because he's breaking Sabbath laws. He wasn't even breaking Sabbath laws, not even by their own standards. They're just looking for some way to condemn him, right? What they wanted to kind of bind up for themselves the authority and power of God, and they wanted to use it for their own ends. Right? Do we do that? Do we try to use God for what we want? Yeah, we do. Okay? I mean, I do. And I assume that we all do. This is one of those themes that's probably getting old by this point, but it's always new, is counterfeit gods. Right? Who or what are we worshiping? If we're worshiping the one true God, I love this responsorial psalm, because it starts off with a truism. Only in God be at rest, my soul. The only rest we have actually is in God. I mean, it's almost like you don't actually have to say that. That's true, no matter whether or not you say that. Only in God be at rest, my soul. And I think then we have perhaps two themes that are ready to apply to our commemoration of September 11th. One is that God, even in our midst today, and for the past some years now since that horrible attack, is working in our midst in ways that we may or may not want, but we have to go and seek him out where he is, see the work that he's doing, and join in the great work of reconciliation, great work of peace, restoring peace to hearts, restoring people to God, so that we don't have to live under the constant threat of war. There are people doing amazing work in the world, the work of reconciliation, that we ought to figure out how to join in and contribute to. And God is doing it perhaps not in our way, and that shouldn't prevent us from there acknowledging what it is he's doing and trying to join in. And the other is that, yes, we are a people in search of peace. And the only peace that we're going to have, the only true and lasting peace that we're going to have is not, in fact, the absence of war, but our communion with God. And so today we bring ourselves to our Lord to help. We all have wounds that are left unhealed, even today. And we ask our Lord to help heal those wounds. Right? We're something like the man with the withered hand, even today. And Jesus wants to restore us. But not just for ourselves, so we can sit here day after day as a restored people, but so that we can get out into his world and bring about some restoration, bringing the love and mercy, forgiveness, yes, the justice, but the mercy of God to life in the world around us.